Blog Talk Radio.
Wardell Potts Jr., and you are listening to Solar Records Radio. And today we are going to praise our Heavenly Father as we take out this time specifically just to say thank you. Thank you for loving us unconditionally. Thank you. Thank you for saving us. And thank you for being our Lord. Amen, amen, amen. Guys, I hope everybody's good wherever you are. I just thank God for everything that he has done for me, and I know you do too, right? You know, it's so important that we remember that, because so many times when we talk to God, we are always talking about what we need and what we want, and, you know, and please help me with this, and please heal my body, heal my things, but we hardly hear us say thank you. Just thank you so much for things you already have done for us. Thank you for being the King of all kings. Thank you for coming after us. Thank you for being an amazing God that you are. You know, we have to make sure that we remember that. It's so important that we remember that part of our relationship with him. So listen, I just want to share with you that that song that you just heard, That's Why You're My King, is a song that I wrote for with my friend, and it's on my album. If you ever want to, actually, it's a single that I released, the Praise and Worship single, and it's going to be on my album, but it's already been released. And if you want to purchase it, you could go to wardellpottsjr.com and just go to the store and get a few different things, whatever it is you want to get. Does it matter to me one way or another? I just thank you for your love and support and loving on Christ. That's the most important part right there. So anyway, I'm going to have my beautiful wife, Dr. Gayla Massey, read a couple, read a scripture to you that really, really blessed me. I want her to share with you. Gayla, are you there?
Yes, I am, darling. Hello, everyone
awesome.
Out there. I hope you're having as beautiful a day as what we're experiencing today. So, would you like me to proceed?
Yes, absolutely. Go for it.
Okay. Well, Wardell is going to be sharing with you about the power of prayer today. Prayer can do so much. Whether we pray by ourselves, but when we pray, you know, as a group, or all are praying, not necessarily at the same time, but for the same thing, it has power. It goes straight up to God, and through God, there are so many miracles that happen with prayer. Healing, you know, is something that we all... that I think we're bouncing back and forth between being muted and unmuted. So I'm not quite sure what you heard, but I was saying that with Wardell talking about the power of prayer today, it brings it to your mind of how important it is. And not only is it we pray individually, but we pray as a group, as Christians, and how that can bring forth miracles. I know in the case of my mother, the doctor saw with x-rays and examinations that she had a tumor, breast cancer. And we had so many churches over so many different locations and people praying for her health. And when the doctors went in to operate, it was gone. It wasn't even there. And there are so many countless cases that we could talk about today, but I'd like to get just out to the scripture because the scripture tells us so much. James 5, verses 13 through 20. Is anyone among you suffering? Let him pray. Is anyone cheerful? Let him sing praise. Is anyone among you sick? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith will save the one who is sick, and the Lord will raise him up. Committed sins, he will be forgiven. Therefore, confess your sins to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person has great power as it is working. Elijah was a man with a nature like ours, and he prayed fervently that it might not rain. And for 3 years and 6 months, it did not rain on the earth. Then he prayed again, and heaven gave rain, and the earth bore its fruit. My brothers, if anyone among you wanders from the truth and someone brings him back, let him know that whoever brings back a sinner from his wandering will save his soul from death and will cover a multitude of sins.
Amen to that. Amen.
So, Wardell. Oh, yes, I am, and I can't wait to hear what you're going to talk today about prayer, because prayer is so meaningful for us as individuals, and for the elders of the church and for us as a group and across cities and states and countries. And I certainly think that we can pray for healing of our friends, but this is a time to pray for the world, to pray for goodness to come back and hatred to be demolished. Pray for all here on earth to receive God's message. What do you
Amen.
Say, honey?
Okay, so what I'm going to do right now is that I'm going to play a song, and then I'm going to come back, and we're going to chop it up in a second. So just meditate and get your hearts ready for just some more of God's information, okay? Just a word from God. So I trust that, the ones that are listening, that you are trusting that God is going to bless you. And he is going to, take you to places that you never expected, because he's done that for me. And, I mean, I'm in Texas. I don't know how I got here. It was never the plan. And I'm so happy. I'm so blessed. It was not in my plan. It was in his plan. I lived in California for 40 years. I thought that's where I was going to end up staying for the rest of my life. I have grandkids there. And then all of a sudden, bam, 4 years ago, I ended up here in Texas. And I'm so happy. It was God's plan. He blessed me with my wife, and she wanted to come here. And I said, okay, let's do it. And so, but anyway, you just never know what God has planned for us, right? So just like I said, meditate on Christ. Trust him, and everything's going to be all right. So let's take a listen to this music, and we'll be right back.
Ways and winds, still know his name. our Sunday school class has been talking about how we relate one another. That's what we're trying to get into. So I found a passage in the book of James. I'll just give you a couple of verses and what I was thinking. In the introduction to the book of James in my Bible, it said that James has written a letter that would show what the gospel is like when it's lived out in shoe leather. So that, a letter that's telling us how we ought to live, how we ought to get along. So that's kind of caught my eye. So just a few verses. In James chapter 5, it's a little ahead of what I think you read today. Verse 7, it says, therefore be patient, brethren, until the coming of the Lord. The farmer waits for the precious produce of the soil, being patient about it until it gets the early and the late rains. You too, be patient. Strengthen your hearts, for the coming of the Lord is near. Do not complain, brethren, against one another, so that you yourselves may not be judged. Behold, the judge is standing right at the door. And then on down to verse 16. Therefore, confess your sins to one another, pray for one another so that you may be healed. The effective prayer of a righteous man can accomplish much. So, Wardell, I just wrote in the margin of my Bible, this is how to live in fellowship and honesty with each other. So that was my takeaway. Just put the other person before yourself, and it's going to be better for the other person and better for your own heart and relationship with Christ.
Amen. So do you sense that we are not doing that as well as we could be doing? Is that what you're seeing that's happening right now, not just as a country, but as a world?
Sure. This social media, in our country, I'm sure around the world, everyone is contending against someone else. If I have an idea, I think everybody else that doesn't have my idea is wrong. That's not helping us. So a book that I read some time back had the opening sentence of the whole book to say, it's not about you. And I really like that as the introduction to life. It's got to be about God and His purpose and plans, and what He intends for everybody. And if we just step back from our own opinions and desires and put the other person first, that's going to make everything so much nicer.
Right. Like one of the things that was shared today. About the scriptures that you had us to read was that the brother was just saying, a lot of times we pray for certain things, we pray for specifics from God to take care of these things, and a lot of times people, when they pray and they don't get what they want, others will say, well, maybe it's because of your sin, or maybe because you just done got not right with God, or maybe you didn't pray, right, or something was wrong with your prayer. But this is the thing. A lot of times, God, first of all, it's like James just said, the title of that book is, it's not about you. It's not about us. It is truly about about what God wants for us, and we have to be open to that. We really got to open our hearts to that, so that we could be in alignment with them. Because I pray for my family members. I pray for one of my brothers in my church to be okay, for God to heal them and let them come out of what they're in. And He took them on home anyway. So in my mind, as a human being, I'm thinking, God, He didn't answer my prayer. He took them home. But God knows what's best. We think we do. He has a bigger plan, and we have to be open to God's plan. If we don't, we will cause ourselves to be frustrated. And when we're frustrated, we usually make bad decisions. And we have to really be careful, You know, because there's a lot of people that we pray for that might be sick, you know, or going through something, but God is ultimately the one that's going to make the decision. And we have to trust it. We have to believe in it. And there's a story also about a man that was a praise and worship leader, and he went around the world singing about God and talking about him so much. And then all of a sudden, he had a child, and his child was crippled. His child, and he was so sad, and it was just broke his heart. And he just, you know, and he was saying, you know, before it was so easy to go out and praise you when I didn't have any problems, but now I got problems. I don't understand why this would happen, why this happened to me, you know. And he says, you know, God, I know you're capable. I know you're capable of moving mountains. I know that you are the miracle maker. I know that you could make anything happen whenever you want. So I'm begging you right now to heal my child, to heal my son, and let everything be okay in his life. But when he was saying that prayer to God, he recognized that no matter what, even if you don't, I'm going to praise you anyway. Even if you don't. And that's where our hearts have to be. Even if he doesn't answer your prayer, we have to trust him in this, because this is a very difficult time. You know, I mean, a lot, especially when you're going against God, when you're thinking that it's about you and you're what you want, and you're going to use God to get what you want. You put yourself in a very difficult place, and I'm just begging you guys to just think about that. Not make it about you, but make it about Jesus, and we all will be in a better place. And I know that's difficult for us sometimes, especially as humans, because when I pray for some healing, I want to see God's work. I want to show his glory, but God has the plan. He's the ultimate decision maker in with our lives, and we have to allow that to be. So, Joe, do you have any thoughts that you want to share in regards to what we just talked about and read?
You just made me think of my own situation. Now, don't get me wrong. I always want it to be about me, but the Lord knows better.
Amen.
I had a family situation, a relationship in the family, and I thought that it wasn't correct, and I've spent some years praying that union of marriage wouldn't happen. And, you know, because I thought I knew what God's plan should be. And the story is still unfolding, but my perspective was so small, and what God has been planning is so big. He's introducing himself through this family union to a group of people from other nations that never would have heard of him, and I haven't seen the end of this story, but he has a plan that's so much bigger than the perspective we have from where we're standing, that, you know, we can't understand it, but he's going to be faithful, and he's going to do the thing that's right for his will and purpose. And, you know, so that's another time I need to take the lesson to get out of his way and step back and yield to his will.
Amen. Amen. So, you know, the thing I see, we need to pray for our faith to be strengthened. We really need to trust him. And so we need to get our faith going and ask God to just, you know, help me with my faith. Help me to trust you more. You know, teach me, guide me. You know, I'm willing. Ask the Holy Spirit to come and redirect you from, you know, where you may be going to where God wants you to go. And Joe, before we let you go and get back to the music, can you pray, just take a little prayer, if you will, just, you know, for the listeners and anyone who may be going through something that just needs to hear, you know, a nice prayer right now.
Sure, my pleasure. Father, we thank you that in spite of our short-sightedness and in spite of our limited perspective, that you have the vision and the purpose and the plan for each one of us that is perfect and correct for us now and forever. I pray that you would be with all of us, with the listeners, and with each one of us as we're going through trials and troubles, illness, difficult situations. Please give us patience and faith to put our trust in you and carry us through. We thank you, Lord. You are faithful and you are good. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. And I want, you know, listeners, I just want you to just listen to this next song. It is called I Surrender. And I want to put your hearts into this and understand you're not in this by yourself. We're all in this together, and we can get through this because we have a mighty God who loves us desperately. So just come on and just meditate with me on this. Love you. Thank you, Joe. Thank you so much. Appreciate you.
You're welcome. Thanks.
Okay, thank you. my goodness. You know, I'm so grateful for these amazing musicians and artists that just, you know, just give it up and just allow us to feel this emotional pull, this emotional pull towards Christ. And so thank you guys. Thank all of you for this amazing music that you guys give us. We love you and we appreciate you very much. So guys, I just hope that, you know, this was able to help you to, you know, just pull yourself closer to Christ and just try to do the right thing. Just try to do what's best for you know, the ones around you, and help them and love them. Do whatever it is that they're going through. Be a blessing to them. And indirectly, God will bless you. You know, you are the eyes and the feet and the hands of God. And so if we are that, then we have a serious responsibility, don't we? Man, oh man, I tell you, it's tough. But, you know, we're going to have our roller coaster rides, right? It's going to be tough. Being a Christian is not an easy walk. It's because it actually pulls us from our nature, and our nature will cause us to fail. And so, you know, just hang in there and fellowship. Find a brother or sister that you could talk to about, you know, Christ and what you're going through, and somebody that can just help you to, you know, we all need support. We all, that's what this fellowshipping thing is about. And that's what we're doing right now. We're fellowshipping. You know, this is not really what I want to call a radio show per se. I'm actually fellowshipping with you guys, and we're talking about God and talking about what he would have us to do. And if you're hurting for anything, you know, God, please bless my brothers and sisters. Please heal them, or whatever they may be going through. You know exactly what they're going through because you made them. You know their story from the beginning to the end. So thank you. Thank you for loving them and loving me unconditionally. Thank you for being an amazing God. And we trust you. We trust what you do for us. And we lean on you, of course, because you are our Heavenly Father. So we ask all these things in your Son's name, Jesus Christ. Amen. And that's what we have to do, guys. We pray and we trust God with it, and we move on. Pray, trust God with it, and move on. My mom said, if you're going to pray, don't worry. And if you're going to worry anyway, don't pray. And I'm like, okay, mom, okay, thank you for that. And but, you know, it makes sense. You know, if you're going to pray, then give it to God. Don't worry about it. Just give it to him. You know, because when we worry, we make bad decisions. You know, it's hard to make a good decision when you're worrying about stuff. So let's try not to be in that state of mind as much as we can. All right? Anyway, guys, go have a blessed and beautiful week and enjoy your family and your friends, whatever it is that you do. And know that God loves you. And you guys are amazing. Thank you for loving God and loving people. You take care of yourselves, and we'll see you next week on Soul Out Records Radio. This is Wardell.
We're going to have some fun with this one. Y'all ready? Hey! Woo! I've been running in circles, jumping the hurdles, getting caught in that rush of doing so much, feeling kind of worn out. All these checking the boxes, trying to be flawless, got me spinning my head, catching my breath, too afraid to slow down. I tell myself to keep this up, God wants more than just my love. I've been complicated things, just like me, to overthink. Gotta keep it real simple, keep it real simple. Bring everything right back to ground zero, 'cause it all comes changes lights. Love is all we need to make things right. Gotta keep it real simple.
right, guys. God bless you. Have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful week, and keep God in front of you, behind you, beside you, above you, below you. Know that he surrounds you with his love, and he's got you. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank